Nice to catch up with Keith Primo again. Keith, of course, retired now after 15 years in the National Hockey League, but he was the captain of the Philadelphia Flyers, and he is working on something very important. And I want to start with that because everybody's been reading for a long time about the National Football League and how they're dealing with concussions, but you're taking it a step further as a former player who was sidelined by a concussion with starting an organization called StopConcussions.com. Take me through that a little bit, Keith.
Yeah, how we got to StopConcussions.com really kind of evolved over the course of the last several months. My involvement in with Play It Cool Hockey, which is an offshoot of Shoot for a Cure, Canadian Spinal, American Spinal Research Organizations, and then my relationships with Chris Nowitzki at Sports Legacy Institute and now Impact Baseline Testing and Steve Devick with the King Devick Test and so on and so on. Kind of quietly becoming an unofficial spokesperson for concussions and head trauma, not by my decision, but just on the volume of interview requests I've taken in the last several months as well. And most importantly, I think for me as a post-concussion sufferer and having lived through the ordeal and at times been very confused and had tremendous anxiety as to where to look for information and educate myself and keeping my children safe, we felt that there was a real need, a real desire to bring together these different organizations with one specific or one sole platform, and that's what Stop Concussions is designed to do. Is if you're looking for prevention, if you're looking for medical advice, if you're looking for research, if you're looking for anything that as it pertains to post-concussion and head trauma, we're trying to deliver that message. And if we don't have that information, we'll certainly work our best to find the answer.
Keith, I assume that this applies to all ages. Am I correct about that?
This is all ages. This is all in both genders. It's vital. It's all sports. It's not sports specific. It's a lifestyle site that we need to concussions aren't specific to hockey. Concussions aren't specific to football. The greatest numbers of concussions happen in soccer. So we're just trying to create an environment, a platform, a site where ultimately you can educate yourself and you can make the best decisions for you and your family. And we hope that it will help alleviate some of that anxiety.
Keith, in competition, is it fair to characterize this as at epidemic proportions? I mean, it seems like everybody used to say, well, it's just a stinger in sports, or it's just you got a headache or that sort of thing. Has ignorance over this caused this thing to become an epidemic?
There's been a certain level of ignorance. I don't know necessarily if it's anybody's fault per se, but that's just because of the nature of the injury. But we certainly need to understand that this injury is very real, and it's very severe, and it's not going away. It's not for us in professional hockey, the injury du jour. It's not the MCL of 15 years ago. It's not the sports hernia of 10 years ago. It is chronic and can be devastating if not dealt with.
Keith, you have information on this, and you have lived this, so you're the perfect person to ask about this. I think about the adult maybe having this problem playing sports, whether it be football, baseball, basketball, or even soccer, as you said. But when we're talking about kids' hockey, we're talking about kids' football, kids' soccer, where their brains and their bones are not fully developed. Are they more attuned to having a problem with this than maybe the adult is?
I guess there's some medical research to affirm that position. I don't know, and I think as far as it relates to age and activities, we're still probably very early in the infancy of truly understanding how dangerous it is for our children, and we hope that by creating the platform or having the research readily available, that we can continue to compile more and more data and research that will enable us to answer that question. But certainly, you know, what we don't want to spread is fear. We want to spread education.
Keith Primo is with us. Of course, the Philadelphia Flyers captain, played 15 years in the National Hockey League, forced to the sideline because of a concussion, and now he's doing something about it with an organization that he's launching called StopConcussions.com. Keith, let's talk about it in reference to hockey itself. When you look at the rules and the way the game's played, we certainly do understand that football is a combative sport, it's a collision type of sport, and to some degree hockey is as well. But do the rules need to be changed? What can hockey do to try to cut down on the incident of having a concussion?
In my personal opinion, I would like to see all headshots banned, no matter the severity, whether intentional or unintentional. And I know that there's resistance at any level, whether professional or youth. Maybe not as severely, but because of not being sure as to the scope of that type of mandate and how it would impact the game. And I honestly believe that it wouldn't impact the game as severely as one might think. Because what needs to happen is the rule needs to be changed, and we need to live by it. As a former player, I never went out there with the intent to hurt someone or intentionally try to injure another player. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but if there would have been a consequence for the action, I would have dealt with the punishment and moved on. It's the same thing for head contact. A player knows if he hits a player from behind in the boards, guess what? He's getting a penalty, and if it's severe enough, he's going to get suspended. And same thing with high stick and any other rule that's implemented to curb violence or injury. And the players deserve that. They deserve to be protected. And this is, for me, just another avenue in which we can tell our players that you are of value, and not only as players but as individuals, and we are going to protect you.
You know as well as I do, fighting has been a part of hockey for a long time, and the league tried to cut down on that as well. But yet people were always said, you know, the fighting is a part of the game. It's a part of the culture of hockey. And I think to some degree, the type of collisions you're talking about, the shots that you're talking about, the boarding that you're talking about has been a part of the game as well. How hard is it going to be for hockey to recognize they got to take that part of the game out of it?
It's going to be vital. It really is, because the players continue to get bigger, stronger, and faster. The playing surface remains the same. I heard somebody say the other day that it's the only collision sport that doesn't have an out of bounds, and so the impact and the speed and velocity in which these guys hit each other is tremendous. I would agree. There's as far as fighting goes, that's part of the inherent risk you accept when you lace up your skates. You also accept body contact as the professional athlete. And as parents, we accept that when we put our kids into contact sports. What you don't sign up for is the blindside elbow to the side of the head that has ability to do irreparable damage.
We only have 90 seconds left, but Keith, are you over the symptoms and the problems that you had with your concussion?
I'm over the most severe parts of my difficulties, I believe. I don't think there'll ever go a day will go by that I don't recognize that I damaged my brain to some extent. And I can only say that I truly feel better in the last 3 or 4 months, and that's more than 5 years removed from my last concussion. So it's been definitely been a long journey and a difficult journey.
What type of symptoms do you still have then, Keith?
The most severe, most pressing would be headaches, head pressure. Sometimes I have difficulty with my vision, stiffness in my neck, and then I also still have the exercise-induced dizziness that has kept me from being as active, certainly, as I was when I played and when I trained.
What type of information, briefly, will people find at StopConcussions.com?
Hopefully, information, any information that relates to what, whether it's post-concussion anxiety, post-concussion needs, impact baseline testing, King Devic testing, education awareness platforms, right down to pieces of that will enable you to make a decision if that's what you want in order to discover whether your child suffers. You know, we're talking to a company that provides sensors in chin straps, mouth guards, helmets, similar with sensors. So it's going to be ever-evolving. And like, as I said, we won't have all of the answers, and nobody does, but we certainly will work diligently to find the best course of action and the answers to all of your questions.
Keith, I know you want to send a shout-out to the troops that are listening tonight. Go ahead.
I certainly do, and that's why I felt compelled to do this interview as well, because it's an opportunity for me to wish all those overseas all the best, and we appreciate everything they do for us back here at home.
Thanks a lot, Keith. Take care.
Thank you.
Keith Primo with us talking about StopConcussions.com. We continue on Sports Byline.